Hey everybody, welcome to The Bottom Line. This week we're going to visit my good friend Joey because he's got some amazing information about yacht internet that's just around the corner. Matter of fact, I think it's almost out. So let's go in and take a look. Hey.
Hey Doug, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not much, man. How you been?
Good. Over here at Lauderdale Marine Center with Joey from Concord Marine Electronics, but we have to get a couple things out of the way first.
Yes.
Okay. What do you got?
I got our sponsors,
yes,
who are Salty Rag Crew Apparel,
yes,
and Marine Data Solutions.
Okay, what's the deal with Marine Data Solutions?
99 problems on the boat, but the data isn't one.
Okay, and I'll go do Salty Rags. Salty Rags is now at Lauderdale Marine Center, all right, and I got it through the gate, which is amazing.
We snuck in.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is after here, I'm going to go visit those guys over there. But anyway, we're here today. Joey is one of the guys that takes care of all the stuff on the boat electronic-wise.
Yep.
Navigation, communications,
yep.
And what's the most important thing?
Internet.
You know what? I swear to God, when the first thing that guests say when they come on the boat is like, is the boat safe or life jackets? What's the Wi-Fi password?
Yep.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Peyton.
Hi.
Joey, everything is Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. What's with all the cable?
Well, all of this is for the backbone of the boat. So this is all for when we do retrofits, when we do new installs. So the WAPs on the boat, they have to have cables going to those.
What's a WAP?
WAP is a wireless access point.
Okay.
That's all the stuff that people are asking you for the password too.
So I know I have 13 of those.
Yes.
Okay, and what that does is you put them on the boats so you could be in the Lazarette and you have internet.
Correct.
Or up on the flybridge.
Correct. Anywhere on your boat, wirelessly, you get the internet.
A WAP. W-A-P.
W-A-P.
Because I know some guys have like this little internet router in the middle of the boat, and when you go to the edges...
Yeah, you get nothing.
No, this is the right way to do it.
The correct way.
So that's why you need the wires.
Yep.
So look at all these wires. This is crazy.
Yeah, so you have coax cables for the cellular.
Right.
You have power cables. You've got internet cables. This is all network cables.
Uh-huh.
Cables, you know, for pretty much the whole nine yards.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. What are these things?
These are all the different connectors to do splices with, to connect it to the equipment, all the stuff that, you know, makes everything work.
Okay, Joey. Why are they all different colors?
Well, different colors equivalent to different sizes of cable.
So when you're crawling through the inside of the boat, you should be able to tell what size wire it is if it's correctly done by the wire connector.
By the butt connector.
Okay, like this one's green.
Right. Those are ring connectors.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
you have butt connectors here.
What are the odds that happens twice?
Yeah, probably low, but you
okay.
Know,
hey, so,
it happens.
Sorry, man.
I'll just tell you about the rest of it. Yeah. Spade connectors. These are all mainly for power and speaker connectors and everything.
Okay.
You get into coax connectors, it's another plethora of cables.
And then you have specialized
crimping tools. Yep.
Okay. This is the difference between a pro job and my job.
Correct.
My job is I take a pair of pliers and squeeze those.
Correct.
This does it correctly, right?
Correct. That one right there is for coax cable.
Okay. Real quick. What happens if I do crimp with a pair of needle nose pliers? I mean, is there any sort of signal loss or something?
Well, you can with what you'd be crimping, like one of these connectors.
Don't pick
here.
Those up. Oh, okay. That's
I'm just going to get one.
Okay.
Like with these here, you can get a bad connection. So if it's for a speaker, you can get noise on it. If it's for voltage, you can get intermittent voltage drops. It just makes not a good connection.
So really the best thing to do is to get a pro connector.
Yep.
To minimize signal loss or like static in a stereo.
That's correct.
Okay, a second question. What is the requirements on a yacht for all this cable?
Well, believe it or not, there's NEMA is mainly what we're using for the navigation side.
Uh-huh.
For the audio video side, there's different
Are you using the same audio visual cable that you would use in your house?
No, it's different.
What's the difference?
So for you're going to use what's called a tinned cable.
Tinned, okay.
Yep, okay. Or you're going to use a stranded cable on a boat.
You don't want solid.
You don't want solid core on something like a network cable.
Okay.
Because after the boat's been vibrating over the years, you get small breaks in the cables.
Also, if there's saltwater deterioration, the solid will snap?
Correct.
Okay.
And the stranded, not as much chance.
So listen, there's more to it than just laying cable. You have to have the right cable. You have to have the right type of cable, right size. If you were to put a GPS on with a long run, maybe on a mega yacht, it could be a 60-foot run.
Could be 100 feet.
Could be 100 feet. If you put the wrong cable in, what's going to happen?
Oh, you won't get a good GPS signal. You're out in the middle of the ocean. You know, your boat all of a sudden is somewhere where it's not. It says it doesn't have a GPS. There's all types of things.
And then you got to run the cable again.
That's correct.
Because then you go on the internet and Google, my GPS doesn't work.
Correct.
And then everybody's like, well, you used the wrong gauge cable.
Yep. Wrong ohms.
A lot of people on yachts can't justify the electronics companies, their pricing.
Yep.
Okay, you're not paying for the guy that installs the stuff. You're paying for the guy's 15 years of knowledge, so he doesn't have to come and install it twice. You wired my boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same way we did yours.
And you know what? I spent 2 days in the office with you guys.
Yep.
And you outlined my whole electronics package. And you actually, we actually lined it up so I have a left-handed mouse pad because I'm left-handed.
That's correct.
Yes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Electronics are like dog years, you know. So every year your electronics are on the boat, it's basically 7 years old.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So okay. If you've got 10-year-old electronics, it's a grandpa.
I think I got to replace my electronics. Yeah. All right, what else you got? I'm not touching this.
Yeah, not this one. Getting into the newer stuff, I know we talked about some, you know, briefly on the phone, about new NEMA certifications coming out for navigation.
Okay.
Okay, it's called OneNet.
Okay, so everybody knows, first it was NEMA.
It was 0180.
And the last one is?
Then it was NEMA 0183.
Right, 183, I remember that.
Then NEMA 2000.
So basically everybody right now is running NEMA 2000.
Most people are. So it's still running a little bit of 0183. There's still some stuff in there that's 0183.
But what's coming out now?
It's called OneNet.
Okay.
So basically everything is going to be a network connection.
Like your computer.
Like your computer.
Okay.
Okay? So where that's going to be nice at, It's already out. It's just not implemented with all the different manufacturers. They got to do their R&D with it. It's still a year or so out before it's really ready.
Everybody who doesn't know what this is a network backbone.
That's correct.
And it took years for all the manufacturers to say, yeah, we'll subscribe to your data transfer.
Yep.
Now, finally, we're at that point where everything talks to everything. I mean, like my autopilot tells my Furuno, how fast we're going.
That's correct.
I get data from like 5 different places.
Yep.
But now what you're saying is with this new, it's the same thing. The manufacturers are a little slow.
That's right.
But what are going to be the benefits?
Well, the benefits is the throughput that it's going to do. You're going to be able to transfer so much more data faster than it does now. It also gives it all just one type of technology that everybody's using.
Navigation.
Navigation.
We're talking about navigation.
Just navigation.
Okay.
Audio, video, networking, that's all still their own thing. This is just for navigation.
Okay. And this is going to be a huge difference?
It will be. Just the amount of data you'll be able to transfer is the biggest thing. Also, you know, network's been out for years now. Mm-hmm. So it's already a solid system.
Right.
And they're just going to start using that system.
So the network's been out, but now they're implementing it into a navigation software.
Correct.
Which you can't just say, let's plug this in and go. There are certain certifications that have
correct.
To be in place.
Certain certifications, and then the manufacturers have to do research and development to get all that going.
Last thing I want is my boat to tell me I'm here when I'm actually over here in 3 feet of water and the boat goes kudunk.
That's correct.
So this is very serious stuff when you consider when these people are making this. There's a lot of liability.
There is.
I mean, do you even calibrate depth sounders?
You do.
Do you?
I don't.
Yes.
No, not me.
I know for a fact.
Not me. We'll tell you how to do it.
Yes.
But we won't hit the button.
Because you don't want to calibrate a depth sounder because some new boat gets launched, the guy plows it up on the rocks. We don't know any captains that do that.
Never.
There's a whole bunch of them. Okay. And then they come back at you and go, dude, you said I had 8 feet on the depth sounder. So you don't even mess with
no,
it.
No. We'll show somebody how to do it, but we won't hit the buttons.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else you got?
So the latest thing that's actually out now that's the biggest game changer is internet. So there's a new satellite internet system out.
Joey.
I'm telling you, it's big.
Joey, last month, $7,000 on satellite charges for a charter guest that wanted the internet full time to have the kids play their Xbox. Tell me it's less than $7,000.
Way less.
Well, what do we got?
Way less. So it's the system itself is going to be somewhere between $1,000 and about $4,000 or $5,000 a month, depending on how much data you're using. It's unlimited, but what happens is they put you in a bracket. So if you're in the bracket where the 150 gig a month bracket...
You're talking about price point.
Price point.
Okay.
So if you're using around 150 gig a month...
Is that a lot?
That's a pretty good amount. On a charter boat, sometimes not, depending on how many movies you're streaming and everything, how many kids are playing video games.
When I'm on my satellite internet,
yep.
It's a doll. It's, I forget what it is. It's 215 a megabyte.
Yeah, this is,
and I get I get 50 megabytes. Now, how much is this system going to be giving me?
So this one's actually giving you unlimited. It just deprioritizes you.
So for 150 gigabytes, what am I spending?
You're spending about $1,800.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, way cheaper than what you're using now.
That would have been a $25,000 bill for me.
The other thing is it is so much faster than what you're using now. So what you're using now is between 1 and 10 megabytes a second down. This starts at 25 down.
Stays.
Satellite is getting between 1 and 10.
And now this is doing
25 and up. So
you'll be able to stream movies now.
Yeah, you can stream movies, you can do Zoom calls, you can do all the stuff you normally do at your house, on a boat, in the middle of the park, wherever you want to be, where you couldn't do that before.
This is all new. This is a complete game changer for the charter boats. I think all the charter boats that have this internet will be a seller.
That's correct, yeah.
For charter.
Yep. And the dome it's in, if you look over here, this is your standard... Used to be big boat.
That's a big dome.
Yeah, big dome. Yeah. This one right here is for TV.
Okay.
What you can do with the internet now is a dome this size.
All right, spitballing here. With that kind of speed, you're going to be streaming.
Correct.
This is a dinosaur.
Well, yeah, this is still good for the TV because the bigger the dome, mm-hmm. it also helps with what's called rain fade. So rain fade is when it's raining real hard.
Yeah.
I know you've seen it on your satellite dish,
yep.
You know, for the TV. When it's raining real hard, it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite TV our satellite phone is the same way.
Okay.
So it suffers from rain fade. The bigger the dome, the less the fade. So it's got to rain harder before you lose
the
internet.
That's why the bigger dome.
That's why the bigger
rain fade. If you guys see boats with big-ass domes on them, it's because of rain fade.
Right.
It's not because people have small little,
It's also to help you get further out into the fringe areas of the
sea. Yeah, actually, yeah. The bigger the dish, the more it goes like this.
The more you can
get. Yeah, I get it. So the new internet dome's going to be about that size?
Yep, it's going to be about this size right here.
Okay.
It's a little bit bigger than this, but overall this size right here.
Uh-huh.
It's in, you're going to get the equipment somewhere around $30,000.
So
okay, not super expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, some people will spend that much with 2 months of service.
Yeah.
Or
I know.
1 month of service.
I know.
There's people who go to the Bahamas and they get owners on that think they're using it at their house and it's a $20,000 a month.
All right. Hey. You spend $100,000 on vacation. What's $10,000 to keep the kids out of your hair?
Keep the kid out of there. Yeah.
So you say you have one of these here.
Yes.
Let's take a look.
This way here.
All right.
Where we've got the parts that live inside the boat.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the brain of the system.
All right.
It talks to the dome with one coax cable.
Okay.
Power, data, the whole thing.
So
just one
this
cable.
Is all downstairs, and you got one cable up.
One cable up to the dome.
And then you have to have one cable to a router?
Yeah.
To your web system.
To your network on
okay.
the boat. So you have one cable from here to the network.
We can't see the back, can we?
Can't see the back. That's
secret.
All the magic.
Okay.
So right here, it'll let you know... whether it's online, it'll tell you, if you're
what's
tracking.
That?
Oh, that's your show.
The Bottom Line?
Yeah. I wanted to play it while you were here. I thought it was your new episode.
That's not The Bottom Line. That's my fake Facebook profile. I can't get rid of that guy.
I thought that was you.
Now he's cloning himself. What the hell?
Hey, that's at your place.
Yeah.
What's he doing there?
Now there's three of them. Son of a, oh my God, son of a bitch.
Wait.
What?
That one belongs to a customer.
Okay,
Okay.
What's this one?
That one's just a different.
I hate that guy.
Well, I guess it's an out-of-box failure.
Sorry, Joey.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
This,
fake profile is giving me more. Never have a fake profile on Facebook. It gives you so much grief.
Well, now it looks like you might have three.
There's three more of them. They're multiplying. I can't even control it.
They're tribbles.
They're tribbles. Yeah, don't get them wet. Okay, so to recap, okay. 30 grand gets you this on the boat.
Get you the equipment.
To bring the internet in.
Yep.
Okay. It's 25 megabytes download.
Yep.
Okay, that's the fast.
That's the slow part of it.
That's the slow part. What's
it
the fast part?
It goes up from there. I've seen over 100 down, but they say between 25 and 50.
Okay. And for 150 gigabytes, it's about $1,800 a
month.
About
$1,800 a month.
They're not going to chase you down and shut you off if you go, you know.
Nope. They just deprioritize you, which means you're maxed out at about the 25 meg, which is still faster than what's out there now.
You mean after the 150 gigabytes, they just throttle you?
That's it.
You know, my crew, that would take about a day. No. No. This has got to be the latest and greatest. This is why you can't even get one. This is going to blow satellite internet out of the water. I'm sorry. The days of spending $10,000 a month on internet are over.
It's done.
It's done. All right, Joey. Awesome. We can't look in the back again, huh?
No, can't look in the back. Sorry.
Secret. Okay. All right. Anyway, I think that's it.
All right.
Doug,
thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going out this way.
I can go out to the car
this way? Yeah, we can go out through this way.
All right. Thanks, buddy. It's locked.
Pull.
Oh.
Well, Doug, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Joey, I really appreciate it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break everything.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
What's this? Excuse me a second.
Sure. Okay.
Sorry.
Can I take you to your car?
Sorry. Yeah. All come right. on, let's go.
All right.
Hey, anyway, thanks. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks
You're always
for
keeping me
by.
In touch with all the latest electronic stuff.
Anytime, man.
Yeah.
Hey.